Discussions with the Jan Suchin in Bangkok, December 1993. Recorded by Robert, edited by Jonathan and Sarah.
The right way is don't expect to be better than we are. Because people just want to have more sleep, more understanding. But what about this moment? Otherwise one is led by lobha all the time. It makes one feel or think that how can I be like that or how can I have more understanding. But when there is the understanding of panya, just knows this moment as it is, one will come back to realize whether does one have understanding of this moment enough to be as good as to have sati all the time or panya all the time. So don't think about results. Otherwise it's a hindrance, great hindrance, and it also will induce one to go away from this moment. And that is the worst thing, because one will never be able to understand this moment.
And one won't realize that one is going wrong.
Right. And one is urged by the God way, or how can one have tranquility in order to understand reality? That is impossible, because Sotapanna has developed understanding of all realities in a Sotapanna's life, like lobha or dosa, or the moment of not understanding, the moment of hearing, as just dhamma. Otherwise, how can one get rid of the idea of self from dhamma? It takes time, and by not expecting anything at all, one will understand oneself better and better, and understanding too, how right understanding develops by conditions, by the true understanding of the satyayana, the three realms of Ariya Satya. The Satyayana, the Kitayana, and the Katayana.
Right, and what about it then?
The Satyayana, yes, and Kitayana, and Katayana.
And what is the, what are they actually? Yes.
Satyayana is the understanding of truth of this moment, that this moment is as true as they are only Paramattha Dhamma, Nama and Rupa. Otherwise, what about one thing of other moment? Well, other moment hasn't come yet. Yeah. Just this moment, if there is understanding, it develops. Otherwise, it falls away unknowingly with expectation or desire or craving or an ignorance. So by having a certain, very, very certain understanding of Satyayana, one will not go wrong. And that is the development of Kitayana. Kitya is development, practice, developing. Little by little, very natural. And it will lead to Katayana, the insight of reality.
And how does the thinking, is necessary too to consider the Dharma. But the thinking, how can we understand how the thinking conditions the deeper understanding of the present moment?
I don't want to say that thinking helps, or thinking is one thing that one should have, or anything. Just the understanding of reality as reality. Like thinking is just a moment which thinks.
Understand that thinking, that is the real best way.
Yeah. Otherwise, one will look forward to something again to help. One has to come back to realities are reality. And what is thinking? Thinking is real, and it's a moment which thinks by condition. By understanding this, one does mind whether there is thinking or no thinking. Instead of thinking that, oh, we should have thinking first in order to help us to be conditioned for the development of right understanding. That is all only thinking again and again. Looking for something instead of just instant awareness of reality. Just a short moment of awareness, that is right. Otherwise, when it's long, it is motivated by following it with the idea of self. So as short as it is.
Okay, that's a point that's a little bit difficult too, because so now I have a lot of low power, say, and in normal life, and then when I want to understand Dharma, say, immediately that lobha comes in too. So I realise that a little bit, but then I'm perhaps scared to try to see the reality that's appearing. You know, there's a sort of a fine line between awareness of the reality and low priority reality and low power, or such a fine line. I'm not sure where.
Otherwise, if there is no understanding of the fine line, how can there be the eradication of the low power? Because it comes in unknowingly, and one gets stuck because one thinks that, oh, it's good, it's nice. But one has to see the distinction between the fine line, the lobha, and the kusala. Kusala is not the moment of wanting anything at all. It's free from wanting. It is aware, it understands. It doesn't mind. It doesn't cling. It doesn't regret about the moment without awareness or understanding. It has the idea that I want
What about going the other way sometimes? I could go the other way, and because I know there's going to be low power so often, and perhaps little awareness, so I tend to avoid perhaps sometimes even seeing the characteristics at all. We can go to that other extreme too.
That is only thinking and ideal.
Yeah.
Like ideal time, ideal place for understanding. But without the development of this moment, it's impossible to have keener or sharper understanding to see that it's only thinking.
Yeah.
So learn to understand thinking that it's only a moment, no matter where you are. In by understanding this, it will prevent you from desire to go to get, just to go to get.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Because that is not this moment.
These days I don't have much regret about whether I have awareness or not, because if there is regret immediately, that's the condition for me to see that with awareness.
Right.
Just, to see the reality that's appearing then.
Yeah, and one will feel free from being enslaved by desire, because desire conditions regret.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
It's gone.
Much more relaxed.
Yeah. And one can understand oneself better and clearer by conditions, see? Because any moment is conditioned. One cannot do anything at all. Remember this. Never. Because what the Eightfold Path, which usually are five paths, can develop is only understanding the moment which is conditioned. Not trying to condition other moments.
No.
Yeah. Like try to condition for understanding or something like that. So it's a very natural, and one knows that it takes time, but one day there can be moment of insight and enlightenment, because there is awareness of this moment, of different realities, different characteristics. So one becomes used to different characteristics, and that's the way to decrease the attachment to reality itself. And one knows that it must be this moment very natural as it is. Otherwise one tries to be calm and tranquil, not understanding this moment. It's quite not complicated way, but the ignorance makes it very complicated by the idea of wanting to do something.
Yeah. So used to low power.
Right.
So it has to come in through to the practice by conditioning too.
And it's good to see lopa, otherwise there is no way to get rid of lopa at all. Because it's there, it lurks, it's always, any moment when one thinks about story or thing or conventional real truth. So right understanding can see the moment when there's awareness, even if it's very short, it's there. It understands the characteristic of Paramadhyana. As just noting, no one, from moment to moment. This is very hard for those who cannot understand, because for them it's impossible because of ignorance and desire. That's why the Buddhist is the person who will destroy the teaching by not understanding the development of
I have a lot of concern for that. There's so many wrong practices now. to change people, eh?
Yeah. Because it's not common to all, only for those who have accumulation to be patient and to go on correctly right to the reality which appears, not being distorted by the kusala.
And how has the How has the Dharma been going in the last couple of years in Thailand? That many people listen on the radio still more? Many people listen on the radio program still in Thailand?
Yes, yes. It keeps on growing.
It is still growing? Oh, that's
good. Yes. More stations. People now are mixed up with many, many kinds of practice.
You know, talking about getting to the point, when you were in Hong Kong recently and you were talking with Sarah and Jonathan,
mm-hmm.
and one of the tapes they sent me was with Leah.
Yes.
And she knows, she's obviously studied some Dharma and knows a little bit, but you talked about the six sense doors and it was quite deep, but it was very, I thought it was very easy to understand, you know, the way it was explained. Because usually, if I was explaining Dharma to someone, I wouldn't be able to explain about the six sense doors unless they already knew a lot, that they studied the Tathagata a lot. But I saw how even someone who hasn't studied that much can understand the six sense doors. It's very good.
Because you see that when I have talked, I never listen. Because too many tests, things like that. So even the Cambodian, I thought that, there's nothing. But when someone listens, he said, very nice. Okay, let me see. And then after I read, I sent it. Because it would be helpful for many people. Because it's so very straightforward for the practice.
It is. My mother listened a little bit to the tape too. And my father had just a brief moment. And he could understand a little bit too, you know, he's quite intrigued that Buddhism's not like a religion and it's reality, he's talking about realities here and now, and I think he can understand a bit now that it is really different from what he thinks religion is.
Yeah. Because by the term religion, people think that one has to follow something.
He thinks it's just attachment, it's just an idea. Yeah. He thinks all religion is just a belief, and now he can understand perhaps that Buddhism isn't quite like that at all.
It's so true that anyone can prove, anyone can develop understanding. But it's not for everyone, only for those who have accumulation.
Yeah.
Even among the Buddhists.
Yeah.
Because of clinging, attachment to the result, and wrong understanding.
I think if people hear it, even though they don't understand it though, I think if they hear it, even if they don't agree, they still accumulate some accumulations for future times, maybe that will help.
Something.
Them.
Yeah,
something.
Yes. Yeah. But for some people, they think that what they are doing is right. They just listen to the reality of this moment. And how can they read the Tathagata then? Because anyone went to see Buddha, and Buddha talked about that moment, reality which appears, eyes, ears, no tongue, body, lopa, dosa, moha. And they could see how true it is. But people today, they do not read the Tathagata, they just follow. And they think that what they are following is the right one. So no one can help them.
What is that? That's just wrong view and life by taking them?
Yeah. That is very pitiful, because when one is studying Abhidharma and one gives talk, but one has wrong understanding of the practice, how can they know? Because this one is a Dharma teacher.
I think these days it's even hard sometimes to find people that appreciate the Abhidharma. They even, some people even want to say, the Abhidharma is a later edition or things like that.
Yes. Because they don't know what Abhidharma is. But when they know, they would see their value. But some people think that they can live happily.
Nothing more, just live happily, that's their goal.
Yeah.
But that is not enough, because everyone dies. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, even now, at this moment, previous moment died already, each moment.
And some people don't like to accept that, so even though they know some Abhidharma, they might say, they think it's some sort of permanent, so they talk about vibrations or something, rather than, they don't like to think of reality pass away, actually pass away.
But how can they study Abhidharma then? Because Abhidharma says that all Sankara Dharma.
Well, I won't read it if they like it.
Are not permanent. See? So it includes this moment too. Citta Chetusika Rupa.
Yeah, on Tuesday, since you couldn't see, you were going to move, I thought, I wanted to go and see them and see how they were. So I went down after I talked to you on the phone.
Yeah.
And stayed the night there.
How's Kunchia?
Unbelievably healthy for his age. It's
I met him once at a restaurant on Tong Lo with his daughter. Yeah. And how's his understanding now?
We had a long discussion, but a little bit of disagreement. As I explained to him how I practice now and what I think the practice is.
Yeah.
It's basically the same as it was. It's the understanding of the metta is quite good. You know, the theory is quite good. Still very, very strong, but he still practices in the Ajahn-mitra, of course.
But when we talk about this moment, we should understand.
Well, that's what I got to, because I said, you know, you talk about sitting rupa and that, and concentrating on the body, and why not all the six sense doors? And we went over it in theory and got out the Samaha Vinodhani, and went over quite a lot of detail, and he agreed that the six sense doors is, he has to agree, of course, that it is right practice.
Yeah.
But he thinks kaya is easier to see, body is easier to see.
Yeah.
And I said, well, maybe that...
Oh, that coffee is fine.
Maybe it is easier to see, but that will, if it is easier to see, that will happen by conditions anyway. And he said,
how can he think like that it's easy?
Well, not easy. He would never say easy, but he thinks it's easier than visible object or seeing.
How can one get rid of the ignorance when there is no understanding? See and visible object, which one sees all day.
And then there's another point, because last time I saw him, he said he saw Nana seeing his not self years ago. He saw it years ago when he was opening a car door for Ajahn-mitra. And I said, were you practicing then? And he said at that time he wasn't even trying to practice, and it just happened. So I said, well, there you are. So if that's true, then it can be any of the six senses, obviously.
It depends on the understanding whether there is sati or no sati.
Yes.
For them, they take concentration for sati.
But in their book they talk about concentration, you know, they try and get away from concentration, and yet I said that even though you say that you don't want concentration, it's just, just wisdom. But surely if you're trying to concentrate on one thing, you must be trying to condition something. You're trying to control.
Can we try? Because concentration performs its function of concentrating, like now.
Yes.
Concentration or ekakata jetasika arises with each moment. If there is not that reality, can there be the experiencing of sound, or can there be thinking of that sound which is experienced, and can there be the understanding? It needs concentration or ekakata jetasika to go with each citta, which experiences object. But we cannot concentrate.
Yes. Yes.
It's not we, but it's the development of understanding that one cannot go away from concentration. But what about awareness? One has no understanding of awareness. So one takes concentration for awareness. If one asks, what is the difference between awareness that distinguishes the awareness from concentration? Because they are concentrating on.
Yes, we touched on that briefly. Because I said to me, if you're trying to focus on one object, that is concentration for me, that is controlling. And then how can one understand a matter? How can one understand awareness? And that's... After that we didn't go in much further on that, because they didn't come up with any answer to that, really.
Because for them it's one has to try, one has to do, one has to concentrate. But not the understanding of reality that Buddha has told us the details about the characteristic and function of each jetasika. That one cannot do because there is no one. Each jetasika is performing its function like concentration now. At moment of hearing, at moment of seeing, at moment of listening, at moment of thinking, at moment awareness is there too.
They want to know if I have the success since I practice in this way, do I have the Vipassanayana yet?
Yeah.
That was the other question. I think they were intrigued. They were very interested to hear what I had to say about the practice. I think they admit that it can't be wrong practice, you know. They don't think it's wrong practice or anything, but they still want to practice their way.
But you know that what is the function of Vipassanayana? What is the function of Vipassana Jnana?
To begin to destroy belief in self.
Yeah, but then it's like something that is strange. And
yes,
they get it.
Yeah.
They think that they get it. But it's not to get.
No.
It's to let go.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just said, I think it's up to parami and right practice whether Vipassana Jnana can. For me, it's not a problem, not
so
something to think about.
They don't think that you are practicing the wrong path?
Well, he says he thinks, basically we had a lot, at first he would say, I think, when I first got there, he would say his way is the only way, but by the time we'd finished and he'd gone over some commentaries, he had to agree that this is right practice, but he thinks, what he thinks is that this is, he thinks his way is better, basically, I would say, yeah. But he can't say my way, our way is wrong.
Yeah.
He can't say, because it is, he admits it is Satipatthana. That's the basic, that's how we agreed to finish anyway.
Yeah.
Whether he really believes it, I'm not sure, but that's what he said.
And we are not surprised, or we are not excited, we are not excited by that Vipassana Jnana.
No, that's right.
But there is something great.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But according to the cause or condition, no understanding of awareness and unawareness.
And there's another Westerner, been practicing down there for many years, that I know very well, and I went to see him too, but his practice now is on the wrong path now.
He is getting something. He's going on something.
He thinks samadhi very much coming into samadhi now, and not even practicing according to how King Chua teaches. You know, he's gone away from the path more, much more. So I gave him one of Nina's books that talks about Nina's latest book that Ellen published on the world in the Buddhist sense, which helps people to understand what true samatha is, so he can, I think it's the pass from God. I hope it helps him, because he's very easy to cling to result and cling to samadhi.
Yeah. And what about the lay men's life in the Buddha's time, see?
Yes.
They all attain enlightenment by parami and daily life.
Yes. Although I still have a feeling that for some lay people, going into quiet times when you can study by yourself, like I like to do that, Nina has the opportunity to study by herself and things, all these, if people have that opportunity and they have the accumulations to do that, that is still a useful condition.
When there is no wrong understanding,
yes,
that one is practicing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's not one who is practicing, it depends on whether the thing is aware or not. Let the thing perform its function, not we are trying to have it.
Yes, this Westerner wants, I can tell from talking to him, he wants to attain in this life, you know, and he's old now and he's concerned about future life. So I talked about how slow the path must be, but he doesn't want to hear about that. That is something he doesn't like to hear about at all.
Yeah, instead of being excited by Vipassana Jnana, what about the understanding of seeing now? See? When there is no understanding of seeing now, it's useless to talk about the Jnana or Vipassana Jnana. When one does not know the function of sati and the characteristic of sati, it's useless, because Buddha said that the application of mindfulness of sati, not of other jetasika at all, not of sanya, not of chetana, not of pasta, not of other kinds, but sati. Because sati performs function of aware of reality which appears, which is already arisen by condition. So, was he upset? Sincere?
No, not at all. Very. Because, I didn't confront him and say, your practice is wrong. At the same time, I just said, this is how I practice, and this is right practice. And, I didn't actually say.
Because we have studied, and so we know that the right way is to develop understanding naturally. Yeah.
The other big point we had a long discussion about was how they talk about sitting rupa and walking rupa. And I said, sitting rupa is not in the Abhidharma.
Yeah.
And he was a little bit concerned about that. But in the end, I said, why call it sitting rupa? Why not just say Paramattha Dharma, whatever appears, even if it's rupa in the sitting position, Sabhava Dharma. And by the end of the discussion, he agreed that you could look at it that way. If you want to, you could say that.
Because you see that one knows by studying Vidharma that the very fine atom, the Kalapa, consistent.
Less than an effort.
Yeah. But in my heart. For example, when there is touching, the idea of something that permanent, ready to be touched. But when Vipassanayana arises, it arises and falls away, because if it does not arise, how can it can be touched? See, you cannot touch this and that, but this can be touched because of its arising. So Vipassanayana sees clearly the arising and falling away of what we take for permanency. It agrees with each word.
Yes, I know.
But it depends on what kind or what level of jhana that one has reached to really understand the truth of reality which is here.
Yes.
For example, the first moment of being aware, there is no experiencing of the arising and falling away, no idea that it arises, just the attention to the characteristic which is part or which is the reality which experiences part, in order to see the difference between the two in a moment, from moment to moment. Yes. That's why there must be many stages of Vipassanayana.
Yes. And before Vipassanayana, much studying of characteristics,
yes,
many different
characteristics.
And very often.
Yes.
Very often.
Yes. Otherwise one cannot say what arises and what falls
That's
away.
That's right, yes. One just has an idea of things falling away,
mm-hmm.
but no precise understanding of the characteristic. That's what so many people think they have. They think they understand impermanence, but they don't realise they've still got an idea of things arising and passing away without really understanding the different characteristics.
That's why it has to be pointed out that how
yes.
many realities are there, how many citta, cetasika, and rupa. Otherwise people will mix the lopa mula citta and the kusala citta.
Yes. Yeah, I wrote a letter to Nina up here, but I haven't heard a reply from for a question for you about that. Because I read a book recently where a monk has written a book sort of talking about mindfulness, and he's trying very hard to observe different realities. But there was not, in the whole book, there was no understanding about that after a reality there can be either lopa, there can be ignorance, or there can be panya, and no distinguishing between those different. Things after that,
To see things as they are, as nobody.
Yeah.
how difficult it has to be for the panya to develop little by little in order to be true and honest to the truth. How's your family? Everyone's fine?
Everyone's fine,
And your mother?
Mother's very, very good. She gradually gets little by little more interested, but she's very reticent to become attached, you know. She's very concerned to, because she's not sure. She has moments when she understands that the Buddha taught very deeply, but she still has doubts.
I think that is the right attitude,
yes,
because
so.
If one tries to detach, it's impossible. Why not try to develop understanding and let understanding perform its function? But I try, because no matter how much one tries, one fails because anatomy. Just develop understanding.
The main problem, I think, is she doesn't read enough. Like, I give her one of Nina's things, and she looks through and she has a lot of Pali words, and it puts her off, you know, she finds it difficult to read.
Yeah.
So when she's looking forward to Nina's new book, that's not going to have so much Pali.
Yeah. And do you have any friends interested in the same way?
No. because everyone wants
to
practice samadhi.
Yeah.
And I think maybe next year, because my confidence is growing little by little, I might try and start a class.
Uh-huh.
A weekly class in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I might try.
Yeah.
See if anyone comes along.
So your mother and your family can listen more.
Yes.
Otherwise they have many things to do.
Yes.
When they are friends talking together, helps one to have interest, like in Hong Kong.
Yes, that's good. Sarah's got that little group going. Yeah. I like to hear about that, even though I don't understand that in a direct way at all, I think, or very little. But I like to hear about how understanding the present moment helps us to understand more about karma and vipaka, because it helps us understand more about hearing and the thinking afterwards and the mind, or doesn't it? Yeah.
By understanding the characteristic which is Paramatta Dhamma, not self, one understands more about conditions.
Yes, I start to see that a little now. It's so helpful in daily life.
I sense now what conditions I sense. Yeah. It's that.
The podcast is one of the conditions. Yeah.
It's rupa, deprived from karma.
Yeah.
Otherwise, one takes it for granted. We have it all the time from birth, see. But who conditioned it? Someone or by karma, see? Because the other rupa can be conditioned by citta, uttu, ahara, but for eye sense, ear sense, and body sense.
Only by karma.
Yeah, karma. Yeah. So karma works a lot in one's life from first moment. First moment, one cannot select the place, family, friends at all. And one was born by karma. There are many, many karma, but only one can condition birth. And that one will condition what can happen through one's life by that quality of karma too. That's why people cannot have whatever one likes beyond the limit of karma, like a dog, see. When citta was born as akusala vipaka, what he could experience is only sometimes pleasant objects, but not more than that.
Not more than that.
Yes. So coming to talking about people or human beings, people are different by the same reason, see. So by understanding that one cannot do anything at moment of seeing, it's conditioned.
Yes.
One knows that it's not the moment of life or dislike as in seeing. So they are different. Seeing is conditioned by karma, but the accumulation condition, kusala or akusala, later. See. By having more and more and closer to reality, one can, right understanding can understand better and better.
Because we can distinguish better between the reality and the thinking also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the lobha and dosa as the same.
Between the karma and the accumulations. And because they talk about the round of karma and the round of accumulations or something too, don't they? I can't quite remember how
they are kilesa vata.
That's it, yes.
Condition karma vata.
Yes.
And karma vata condition vipaka vata.
That's it, yes. That's what I was talking about.
And by hearing, that can be conditioned for awareness, even shortly, as short as that. So, but it's there, so one knows that it must have more than just one moment to develop understanding of reality which appears as naturally. Because one cannot condition sati, one cannot condition any reality. So there is understanding of different moments.
What are the conditions for sati and panya? There's hearing, there's
previous accumulations of kusala,
and then hearing the dharma, considering the dharma, applying it correctly. That's the only conditions really, isn't it?
Because you see that there are so many sounds. It depends on karma to which sound it hears.
Yes,
and the sound that can condition understanding, see, it has to be the kusala karma. Because it's not the sound of just bird or motorcycle or any kind of speech, but
kusala vipaka or
kusala karma condition the kusala vipaka, which can hear the sound that can bring about understanding.
Right. So that's what it is. So even that is broken down as ultimate reality. Yeah, that's
deep. Because there's so many sounds, pleasant or unpleasant, but that particular one which can condition understanding.
At the moment there's many sounds appearing.
Just right at that time, then there is ear sense, not fallen away yet, and the sound which hasn't fallen away yet, just that thing, it brings about more and more understanding of reality. By karma and vipaka, and condition more, accumulation of right understanding, all in all.
That's a quality.
So, one cannot do anything, just develop understanding, only developing understanding, or understanding develops, and the jetasikas develop.
Why did the Buddha often talk about effort though? Buddhists in particular, they often talk about effort. Make an effort.
It depends on understanding.
Yes, that's
when
the
one reads the Pitaka, if one has the idea of self, one tries.
Yes, that's the
but
problem,
when there is the understanding of Paramattha Dhamma, one knows that there are conditions. like listening, conditions, understanding. So the effort is there to listen more, not you try.
I understand this a bit better now.
That's why even the words in Tipitaka one has to understand, because it's not one is trying to develop the Eightfold Path, but the Eightfold Path are the eight jetasikas that's developed by performing function from moment to moment. If the state does not arise, how can I or self try? Like hearing when there is no sense or sound, how can one try? So if one tries to have sati, but there is no condition, like no condition for hearing, one just thinks that one will try. Sometimes I think that we better have walking.
This is like the monks do their sitting and do their walking. It's the same.
And some people use the term jangkamma. And they think that one has to. Not understanding what the jangkamma in Pali is.
What is jangkamma
in Pali? Jangkamma in Pali, literally it means to proceed on from step to step. So that is walking. Just for the changing of the posture. Because no matter monks or lay people, usually in a day, sit a lot. That's why it needs therefore position to balance. One better walk instead of just sit. So they have the path for them to to walk. Otherwise, they will walk in the wood, and it is not safe to walk when there is no path. So in the temple, there's the path for walking.
Outside the kuti, they have a path.
Yes. Otherwise, you will walk on the ground or on the grass and weeds.
So it's just a convenient way to change posture and healthy.
That's all. Because they don't have to cook, they don't have to run business.
They could just sit.
Just that. Very natural.
I find it helpful when I'm studying a lot to get up and I go for a walk.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a bit fresh later. And of course there's attachment to the body too.
Everything has reason, even walking, just for changing position. And by having understanding, one can see attachment when it's not kusala. See? So one can accept that lots of lobha and attachment to moments, to realities. That's why after his enlightenment, Buddha said that he had found the constructor of the house.
Right, the builder of the house.
The builder of the house, because he has to live in any realm, each time when lobha condition or build up a house. It's not easy to see or to understand lobha because it's so nice, so pleasant. And it's there all the time. From moment to moment, from life to life, from end to end. So it has to be understood, it has to be aware of, it has to be understood that it's only a reality. Otherwise one is disturbed by not wanting to have it again, like that.
not wanting life. Can we say it's useful to see some particular realities more than others, or is that again choosing? That's going wrong for sure, isn't it?
That is another lobha
again.
When one is not wise to lobha,
it's just lobha trying to see lobha again.
That's why when people ask, how can I have more sati? What condition or motivate such person? Lobha. It seems like it's so nice to have kusala, but when it's wanting, it cannot be good at all.
I think that's a very hard. It's taken me a long time to see that, and I think most people have a big problem with that. But because dharma is kusala, and because kusala, is useful, so we just don't want to see the lobha. Don't want to see that lobha for kusala at all.
People would expect to be better than what they are.
Yes. Yes.
Why not understanding the love of the dosa, the moha, the ignorance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seeing it, yes.
Yeah. And attachment, yes, even to kusala.
Yes.
Because by pachaya, one knows the aramana tipati and aramana pachaya, that any kind of kusala can be the object of lopa, except nibbana.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So one knows that even one wants to, it's not the moment of being kusala. That moment, which is very fine line, see, that is lopa. Wanting to, why not now? See? Even I want to have some time for editing my tape, that moment is lopa. It's not the moment of going straight to it, on a path, just wanting. See?
And even people in the time of the Buddha, sometimes they saw the Buddha and they had lopa after seeing the Buddha, even, you know.
Sri Lanka,
yes,
the
right.
Mountain and where the king met in Himbera.
That's right. Yeah. They kept it and it's been worshipped all that time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it's so nice. Because not like in India they had. There's no more wrong view and distinguishes fully between Nama and Rupa. Can't have wrong view at all. Sees rising and falling away. But they can still have lust, so they can. A woman can see a man and be so dependent and still have lust or vice versa. How is that?
At this moment, any reality is conditioned.
Yes.
Asatapanna does not have any doubt about different characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
He or she realizes that even pleasant feeling is conditioned, just a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment is just a reality. So there's no doubt about any moment in life as not Nama and Rupa.
Yes.
It has to be. So she does mind because even attachment is conditioned, it's not hers anymore. So the understanding of just a kind of reality which is conditioned by present feeling.
But it seems they are following that attachment, not
no violation of five precepts.
No violation of five precepts.
Mm-hmm.
So the attachment is not as strong as for someone else.
Because it still has degree of being attached to that level that cannot break precepts, that's all. Not as strong as that. But the understanding of all reality is so deep, so it can get it, uproot all the attachment of self only.
How often would that deep understanding arise for Sotapanna?
At moment of vipassanayana.
So after they become a Sotapanna, it doesn't mean they're going to have vipassanayana often. They may not have
it
very often.
Not necessary. It's like once you have been there, you don't have to go very often just to be sure anymore.
Yes.
But it's there.
There's
that,
no more doubt, there's no more wrong view.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean there's vipassanayana happening very often. No,
because there are conditions for attachment from seeing and hearing. That's why he or she knows that depending on the condition for awareness to arise and whether it's ready for vipassanayana or not. Even sati is aware, it might not be ready for vipassanayana. So even Sotapanna does not fall because it depends on condition whether she went to see the Buddha or have Dharma discussion or so. Very natural. That's why there are many levels of Sotapanna too. Sotapanna who will be reborn 7 birth or 2 or 3,
When we take visible object and then we think about it as say a table, but that's not thinking about it as a person, but it's still usually wrong view. But is it a type of wrong view different from thinking about a person, or is it the same type of wrong view?
Anything. Being is something.
Even the table is something, so it's the same type of wrong view. It's still sakyaditi.
That's why the Sotapanna can understand that visible object is just appear, and then thinking, whether you think of thing or people or story of anything.
So we can say Sotapanna distinguishes clearly between the concept, between the thinking, and between what is ultimate reality, Paramattha Dhamma.
He could penetrate the teachings as this is exactly as Buddha said, exactly like the Paramattha Satcha and Sammuti Satcha. No doubt how the Sammuti Satcha occurs when there is thinking only. And when there's the when the object is not Paramattha Dhamma, it has to be Vanyati.
Yes.
And then answer that can be thinking in words about sorry, and the feeling can be pleasant or unpleasant.
Would a Sotapanna have less Vanyati than a normal person, or it just depends? They just
it's not the goal or the aim to have less or more,
yes.
Because it's useless without understanding,
yes.
And it is nothing when there is understanding.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about a table sometimes, so it can be with right understanding or it can be...
Of what level?
Of what level?
Mm-hmm.
Different levels.
Mm-hmm.
But there can be understanding that is, if we understand that it's just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That comes
in. There are many levels of Vipassana Jnana.
Yes.
And it indicates that there are so many levels of avijja, ignorance,
yes.
Too. That right understanding has to go through and through, deeply and deeply, deeper and deeper.
What about for the normal person, say, who hasn't heard the Buddha's teaching? When they see something, is there normally wrong view, or sometimes there's just lobha without wrong view?
We can't say it's necessary to have wrong view all the time. Because taking the object for something by sannya or by citta or by citti, vipalasa, the thought.
Vipalasa, yes, that's very difficult too. I don't understand those levels very well at all.
It means that it's one doesn't have the right understanding, but with attachment only.
But not wrong view necessarily.
Not wrong view, When there is attachment at that moment, there is no wrong view at all, just attached to the object.
And when is the wrong view? How can we tell when there's wrong view?
When one talking about life and world and God and...
That's very strong wrong view, but what about a subtle?
It's not a strong wrong view. When you really believe, even you don't say, you don't speak, but you believe, When you ask someone, do you believe in next life? They say, no, there is next life, because in their mind, even they are us or not us.
What about then someone who, say, heard the teachings, but they're not... perhaps at the level of developing Satipatthana directly, they don't have wrong view, well not necessarily a thinking level, wrong view anyway. What about the citta then? They still must have wrong view at some level though.
No,
not necessarily.
At that moment when citta is kusala, it cannot be a kusala.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
even at moment of giving,
They can have maybe a lot of attachment, a kusala, but maybe not much wrong view appearing then.
We cannot tell who has much or more or less, depending on conditions for just a moment of reality which arises. To the person who do not understand that citta arises and falls away just one moment at a time, think in terms of long period, like of the whole being. But when we think of a moment of condition wrong view, it depends on the level of that moment. On conditions too. Just one moment at a time, like moment of seeing, moment of hearing, five heaps of fire. One heap here, fall away, the other heap arise and fall away, and the other heap fall, arise and fall away. No connection, but they arise one after another. So we take the whole series as one thing, one being. Yeah. But actually it depends on just a moment only. So no problem whether one dies here and one was born in heaven. Quite far away, how can that be? No.
Because citta is different. Each citta is different.
It's conditioned.
Yes.
It's conditioned on this.
What I've asked Nina a few times is there can be the samatha, studying the four elements, and also how is samatha and the four elements different from Vipassana?
Because now there is also the four elements at moment of touching or appearing.
Yes.
For the person who doesn't know how to develop anything at all, it's only experiencing hardness.
Yes.
But for the person who knows that this can condition a moment of kusala, calm, because it's just hardness, nothing more.
Yes.
Whatever is touched is just hardness. We cling, we fight for hardness only, but no understanding of just a reality.
And what is the difference between Vipassana and Samatha?
Vipassana understand the experiencing as no self and the hardness as no thing.
So with Vipassana there's the distinguishing between nama and rupa more.
Right.
Samatha is only understanding rupa.
As not rupa, but as the element which is hardness.
Yeah, not as rupa, as not self.
No.
So there's not the aspect
of characteristic of hardness as just hardness, but no understanding of the experiencing, and that characteristic of hardness as just a reality which is conditioned for a moment to be experienced.
So with samatha, there's not that deeper understanding of the conditionality.
Otherwise, samatha can eradicate wrong fear. Different level.
It's quite difficult. It's quite interesting.
Because you see that some people can be tranquil by understanding the four elements.
Yes, that's right.
And that is samatha.
Yes.
Nothing. Just hardness, solidity, and pressure. Whatever is hard, whatever one craves for.
But they can still have wrong view.
Right, I experience. And that is hardness.
My experience.
And
my
that
awareness.
Is hardness, not just a conditioned reality which falls away.
So there's no understanding of rising and falling away with samatha either. Just a more general.
Because even the understanding of reality at the level of three first vipassanayana cannot directly experience the demarcation of rising and falling.
Right. The samatha with the four elements still experiences paramattha dharma though.
But the understanding is different. Even now, the paramattha dharma is experienced, but no.
But with neither samatha or vipassana. I know. It's not so, the four elements for samatha isn't just thinking about the four elements, it is still the direct experience of paramattha.
Even there is direct experiencing, at that moment there is idea of something.
Yes. Yeah. It's kusala, but not with...
No understanding,
not with understanding
of the true nature
as
not self. Nothing.
So it's a different type of kusala from satipatthana.
Just tranquility, calm.
You know, with the Buddha images these days that they have, from what I've read of the scriptures, it doesn't actually say when they became popular, because in the time of the Buddha, they had the Buddha, and then they had after that, they had the relics and the stupa, and they had the tree. I've read about the tree because Ananda planted a tree, the Bo tree. But it doesn't mention the Buddha image until it didn't come in later, did it?
About 500 years after his death.
Yes. Yeah.
When he went away from Sawatthi, I think that Ananda asked Buddha, what would people in Sawatthi do? Because they used to come and see Buddha. So Buddha said that in order to remind them about me, so let's plant a Bo tree in Jetavana.
Yes,
that
right.
is the first
reminder.
Yes. It's called Jetiya because there are many kinds of Jetiya. The place or the thing that should be paying respect.
So a Buddha image is still a valid thing, even though it wasn't a valid means of paying respect, a valid reminder, even though it wasn't at the time of the Buddha.
It depends, because you see that if you don't have anything like relic or tree, then if there is something that can remind one about the virtue, it can be anything.
That's fair enough.
Think that for Buddha image, it is like the solid one, not like the thing that can be changed, like rope or things like that. Solid can be kept. In order to remind them of the virtue, because the one who keep them should follow the teaching, not just what the other say, praying or wanting to get something by praying. Do you have one?
Yeah, I've got a couple of small ones. But we had them up for a while, and then now we've put them away in the room, so they're not out anymore. But I don't know, I suppose I'm just not so interested in that side of it anymore.
when we have the teachings, it's
That's the main thing that I revere, the Tathagata
Dharma. It's in our mind already. Yeah. We don't need other things.
So my question was about the Suttanta and Sama. They talk about Sama Samadhi sometimes. They've been the four jhana. Mm-hmm. And you were just saying in the commentary they go into it in great detail, every word. So it's a pity we don't have some of the commentaries to these Suttanta in English.
Otherwise, anyone who develops vipassana cannot have Sama Samadhi if it means only the four jhanas.
For example, another sutta I read, like the Maha Govinda Sutta, and the Buddha explained about someone who developed the for Brahma Vihara, and was reborn in a Brahma world. But then at the end of the sutta, the Buddha says, but this does not lead to the Arya path. It's not the part of the Eightfold Path. It does not lead to the Buddha's teaching. It only leads to rebirth in the Brahma world. And he's just saying that those four Brahma Viharas are very limited.
That's why even if it's Samadhi,
yes,
because it's jhana, but it's not the
Samadhi of the Eightfold Path. Yeah. What about Samadhi? But there can be Samadhi without being Samadhi of the Eightfold Path too.
Like
right?
While well, what is ready, what is considered is not usually understand. It is the understanding which understands. That is Samadhi too.
But that's, if we know that, that's more Samadhi of the Eightfold Path at the beginning, isn't it?
Samadhi of the Eightfold Path is the understanding of reality.
So that's Samadhi that is considering correctly about an effort, say, or something.
That is not the Eightfold Path.
That is not the Eightfold Path, that is just...
The Eightfold Path has to go with Samadhi when there is awareness of Akarantaristic and there is understanding.
What about there can be Samadhi when developing, say, some other type of jhana too that isn't anything to do with not
of the
Eightfold
Path? Yeah.
Even before the Buddha's time,
yeah,
people still had Samadhi, a sort of a type of Samadhi.
Not of the Eightfold Path. That's why it's the Eightfold Path together, no separation.
The eight-factored path is sometimes a better translation. I like that better, eight-factored. That's used up. Right. I've got one more.
Yeah.
Papancha. Papancha path, which is the dharmas that slow, and it's tanha, ditti, and mana.
Right.
But tanha is so common. So I was wondering, is it tanha, some special sort of tanha, like tanha, especially low path to want to have understanding or something? I was wondering if
anything.
But tanha after seeing, is that a papancha?
Any.
We have a lot of papancha in
often.
Yeah. This is a question. The Buddha once said...
Not food, for common people. We use the word food. For the royal family, he used drak, especially for Buddha.
Yes.
For Ananda or all the other prince who was a monk, he didn't use drak, just for the Buddha. So Buddha jau drak wa.
He talked about karma that leads to good, karma that leads to white path or good path, karma that leads to a bad path, and karma that leads
not
neither good,
good
nor bad. What
eightfold
is it?
Path.
The Eightfold Path.
Yeah.
Is it the development of Satipatthana?
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
Even the beginning, the very beginning, if it's true, development, that is still that's neither white nor black karma.
Otherwise, it must be either one, okay? Good or bad all the time. But since it leads to the path out of all these battles, good or bad.
Last time at Kindling Dunes, we talked a little bit about how understanding more about the present moment, we understand more. We can really understand more about vipaka, and because we start to see what is vipaka and what is the akusala or akusala karma after the vipaka, and that also increases confidence and understanding about how karma conditions vipaka and all these difficult types of things. Can you say anything more about that?
By understanding this moment as it's beyond control, who conditioned the eyesight? And then the moment of seeing is conditioned too. So this is vipaka.
Karma conditioned the eyesight, vipaka.
And conditioned vipaka too. Because there can be eyesight without seeing this moment. So at the moment of seeing, it depends on summer, even the ice is conditioned already. So it's still conditioned by other karma to experience.
So I sense, at one moment, I sense can be present, but there may not be seeing, there may be something like hearing, but still, at that moment, there is still I sense present. So it's so...
By karma, because karma produces the I sense. So it moves out of factors, to condition seeing, hearing.
It's also last week you said, in reality, it's quite simple. The actual development is quite simple, but because of ignorance, and we make it complex, we confuse it.
And attachment.
And attachment.
To results. Because of the lack of understanding of what is the result of the understanding of reality of the time.
What is the result? And what is that?
The
understanding. More understanding.
Yeah.
The understanding is the result.
Yeah.
It's not that we have that understanding, then we want some result. The actual understanding is the result.
Yeah. Yeah. So it can grow.
So it can grow.
Yeah. Like an arahata, as a being, no defining, no abhusya, no buddha either. See? But how can that arise? How can it happen like that if there is no understanding of seeing? How can there be understanding if there is no understanding of all these realities in daily life? So that at the moment of hearing, seeing, touching, there could be kriya citta because of the full understanding developed of these realities.
Yesterday in the temple I heard the nun asking some questions about kriya citta.
Yeah, that is not a nun.
Oh, she wasn't a nun? Oh, just a wife.
Black and white. She just wants to wear it that way. And she keeps a priestess. Not strictly. So one can do anything. Like wearing black and white and keep priestess, but read the magazine and things like that.
Is that okay?
Because she only is only a slow man. If there is misunderstanding that she is like Kusumi or in Jikutaka, that is wrong. But did you ask?
I heard her asking, there was quite a bit of discussion about kriya citta, but I couldn't understand, of course.
It's about the problem if the mahakata citta is also accumulated according to the characteristic of citta in Akusalya. The javana moment accumulates, except the Lokudra. But in the text in time, it's not all the kusala and akusala and kriya, which are javana, because there is the word added in mahakriya.
For javana, it's mahakriya.
So there is problem whether there can be mahakata citta accumulated too, because mahakata citta also javana citta.
What is mahakata?
Mahakata de jhana. Mahakata. There are mahakutala and the mahakata. And mahakata is all jhana. And since in Thai commentary, it's added kriya, mahakriya, not just kriya. But in Burmese commentary, there is no maha, it's only kriya, so this problem.
Oh, so you're discussing this difference in the book?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all beyond me, I think.
So she looked it up in the Romanized in English.
So she studied quite a lot.
And she helped me in looking for commentaries.
And the monk that was sitting next to you, Abayu, he has studied Abhidharma a lot. He seemed to know a lot.
Everyone there studied.
They studied a lot,
Abhidharma. Only the newcomers who
just from newcomers.
Turned on the radio by accident and just happened to listen and it was the first time.
So what else should I hear? I've run out of questions now.
So many things that I couldn't think about.
So many things
that I couldn't think about.
And I was a little bit surprised when I asked you, it came to me that now I'm studying a bit of Thai, that you have so many tapes in Thai, over 2,500 tapes in Thai, and I said, it's quite deeper than the English, and you said it's quite mm-hmm. much more, yeah. because I thought the English was quite deep.
when I talk with the workers, I give some fine points.
Fine points, yeah, of the practice, yeah. It is, yeah. It's an important
thing.
So
they can read with yeah. understanding and develop more by themselves.
Yes, yeah. I think it's good.
Because
one can read from
the
Tipitaka information by oneself, yes, right. with one's own understanding, so it's helpful to understand. Sometimes I think now that understanding is just going to have to grow a bit more before there can be much more questions. The same, because I have the tapes from you and I have the Nina's books, and I can see it in theory more and more, so it's up to understanding to grow more and more.
But it's like holding a nice candle.
Yes,
that's
a butterfly.
And then little by little, and one cannot know which one condition
they're wearing
away.
I see, yeah.
Sometimes
a little bit of fear becomes there. Sometimes we can ask something or hear something that we don't mm-hmm. even think that it matters much, but it can be helpful, we don't realise. Yeah.
So no expectation for place, or work, or time. Yes. Otherwise, another form of attachment again. Good for it, but very trusting. When one remembers that Buddhism or the teaching is only for detachment, one comes back to understand the reality of this moment without any attachment to time and place and
results and all those kind of things. Now you've been very, very helpful to me with all your points that I've taken in over the last couple of years, I think.
One's
own ignorance when there is doing and there is no understanding
at all, and
form
of appearing, one just lives without any understanding of any reality of each moment.
So the moments are just wasted, the whole life is just live pleasantly, live happily, but it's all just wasted really.
The best moment is the moment of understanding or the developing of understanding. Because many people say that there is no real happiness at all. No matter they travel, they have party, they have friends and everything. It's not real happiness.
No, that's true.
Yeah. The moment of understanding is so calm and worthwhile and very precious one.
Well, I think many people somehow know that there's something more to be understood in life. They've looked around a little bit, they've got older, but what they've decided is, no one knows, so they think there's nothing more to be done and they're just going to live their life on and sort of, as long as they can be reasonably happy, that's all. But if they could hear more or...
What is it then, because some people, even they think like that, they don't want to study.
No.
They don't want to hear. See, they just want to live with their own way of life, of the theory of life.
Yeah, because they've got that theory of life, that philosophy, and that's made them okay, they're sort of okay with that, so they think that's enough.
Yeah. So the teachings are coming to everyone. Not to all people, but to some who have accumulation. And one can understand the moment of hearing that condition for those who have accumulation too. To hear the teaching,
that must come from karma vipaka, condition, vipaka.
And the accumulation of interest in the teaching and confidence in the teaching condition with lapita, with understanding.
And that very understanding in the future will condition more vipaka later, more hearing the teachings more. Do you mind if I re-ask that question about the rikas in the spot again, because I didn't notice the tape had finished and I think we didn't get that question on, just so I don't forget it. The question was, you explained it really well, but I'll go over the whole thing again. When there is awareness of a rika in the body, is it only at one kalapa, or is it a group of kalapas, or what?
At that moment it's not the understanding. of the tangible object as a reality. It's thinking about how many kalpas. Mm-hmm.
But if there is awareness, and in theory, is there awareness of one kalpa or a group of kalpas?
They can be a group now. Touch it and see how many kalpas. See?
Okay.
It's a natural thinking, just discard reality. Yeah. But at the moment of touching, see?
It is what it is.
Yeah, it depends on how much one touched.
But in theory, there could be many kalpas.
Many.
At that one moment, awareness could be
many.
Because, not just one.
Because the first knowledge is to understand the distinction between the nama, which experience, and heartless is just heartless. No thinking about how long or how short or how hard. It's only the characteristic which is a feeling, which is different from the experience. And that helps one to become detached from taking it for something, not thinking about the story. And later on, when right understanding grows and it appears as it is, but with many kalabas, with space in between, that is truth of tangible object. So there is no counting how many.
No.
It depends on how much is touched, like the breath. Breath is touched.
Yes.
Not just one kalapa.
Not just one kalapa.
At moment of understanding the characteristic of breath, it depending on right understanding of what stage.
Mm.
And then it grows more refined to be more precise. So it says in commentary too that the Samasnayana, the third knowledge, the regular experience is the lapa. With spaces in between. It's not said that with spaces in between, but actually it appears as it is. As no solid thing at all. Right understanding see through reality as it is.
Okay, at this moment, there is hardness appearing to whatever, low power or ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
But that hardness would appear somehow the same, that it's still hardness even at the third Vipassanayana, it's still hardness.
Certainly, no change.
But there's, at this moment there's no understanding of kalpas or anything like that, is there?
Certainly.
So, I don't see quite what the difference is.
Because there is the idea of something.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
even
that's
you don't call it or name
no.
it, but it's something.
Yeah.
Like when we are in the dark room and we touch something.
Yeah.
See, it's something.
Yes.
Even if it's only tangible object, it's touch. No difference.
I heard Alan Driver say in a tape once, solidity is not as solid as what we really think at all. Solidity is not so solid at all because of the rising and passing away, and because, like you say, the gaps between the kalpas and everything.
Anything
that you think about, have thought about? Sometimes just taking things easy and relaxing, watching TV, reading the newspaper, playing with the children, enjoying life, worrying about
realities
to be understood.
That must be understood as nama and rupa in order to become closer to the Four Noble Truths. Because it's so very, so real. Otherwise, one cannot see one's attachment as just a reality.
Otherwise, it's my attachment.
Yeah. So it's a very natural. Don't wait for awareness to be aware of anyone. Otherwise, it's just
a thing. So now, conventionally, I taste delicious Thai cake.
Not Thai cake.
Not Thai.
I'm from Australia.
Oh, Australia.
That is
the
cake.
I like it very much. Mm-hmm. But what is experience? How many tastes are experienced? We the experience is sweet and then salty, and what is it useful to think, consider in this way?
Citta experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Each taste is not you the more there is awareness, the more reality appears, more than usual. When there is no awareness, there is moment of skipping of reality, no understanding. But when there is awareness, reality appears more.
Really?
Yes, yeah, more and more. Very detailed.
Because I know if I said to you then, that must mean there's at least some conventional thinking, at least some concept, you would say, I don't like to say less or more, would you not? how would you say?
And one knows that by the arising of awareness, reality appears, so that there can be more understanding that each reality is conditioned to appear, to arise. And then, when there's understanding of more and more, everything in life is done.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything is.
Even salty or sweet or sour or hard or soft. It's also good.
And in the Abhidhamma, did I mention that there is different tastes?
Certainly. You know that everything which is real, no one can distort. Reality life cannot change sweet thing into salty thing. I forgot to tell that you have to.
I should know, I'm Australian.
Sometimes when we are interested in something, no awareness.
Sometimes.
It indicates that reality appears at a time, then the mind is stuck with some thing. There is no appearing of the other reality.
Mind is locked onto some concept that it's thinking about, some worry or whatever.
Even you are thinking, hardness cannot appear.
What about considering our short life is and our death moment can appear any time. Is that a useful consideration, or for some it just depends on some people it's useful? To encourage, well, it's useful in the fact that it encourages us to understand what is important. It encourages us not to just get lost in pleasant feelings, to get lost in our ambitions.
What is not useful? Everything is so useful.
Everything
it depends
is so useful.
On whether there can be time for thinking about it or conditions for thinking about it.
Because even in a sense, moha is useful if there can be awareness of moha.
Right.